It's Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, and Wendy's.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous, beautiful Tuesday, January 7th, 2025. January 7th, 2025. We're celebrating birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. We pray that the Father continues to be able to watch over you as we move in the direction that we were called to move in this year. I believe a great deal of things are going to happen to this in this year. And I wanted to start off with this series, this forgiveness series. And I'm grateful that you guys are giving me that kind of a space to talk about this. So I'm grateful for that. But let's talk about it. Let's talk about these things. Before we dive into anything, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. We're still at the beginning of the year. I see the police is hot on the road. Commissioner of Police, Shanta Knowles, she ain't playing no games with y'all. She got everything out there, all, in full regalia in the night. I see the fellas in the night. They out there and every nook and cranny and crack, you see them out there. And I'm hoping that this means a true reform for the police force. But I'm saying that to say to you, get your car insured, get your car licensed, inspected, taken care of before you go out here on the government road. Get those things taken care of. Give them a call down there at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. The numbers are 3411-AFS, 3411-AFS. They can take very good care of you in that kind of an area and space. I got to shout out my good, decent people. I'm sure that I'm going to hear from him on Thursday. So that's day after tomorrow. On Thursday, we're going to be able to hear from him and have a good conversation with him. None other than Avery Lightborn from Fiber Reinforcement Polymers from the MST Rebar. So we're going to talk about those things. And I think it's important that we understand these things. A lot of persons have resolutions. A lot of persons have these kind of plans and concepts. And one of those things may be building. So we're going to talk about that. We'll talk about conservation, talk about growth and development, sustainability, and talk about how we can be able to make some things happen. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company, and I'm grateful to be in the company of a very dear friend. I'm always happy and excited to be able to talk to him. Well, you know that we started this series about forgiveness. Forgiveness, anger management, and the path to peace. We talked about those things. I told you, I didn't give you all my information. Not in your business. But nonetheless, we had this kind of a conversation about the fact that there was a tumultuous thing that happened to me last year. And as a result of that, I had to do introspection and identifying some issues that are unresolved within me. And if I'm dealing with these things, and I've come from this culture where we've actually been able to suppress this for such a long time, well, let sleeping dogs lie. The danger about that is that sleeping dogs just wake up. And I think a lot of us never take that into account, and we never take that into consideration. And so when we identify those things, I'd like to be able to really spay and neuter this sleeping dog so we could be able to ensure that we could have a better space. That's why I started this series about forgiveness, anger management, and a path to peace. Today, I have a very good friend in the house from Kingdom Discipleship, and being able to talk to us, none other than the pastor, ambassador, Devin Rowe, here with us to be able to kind of kick off the series and talk about these particular things. My brother, say good afternoon to the people out there.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Howard. Happy New Year. It is a wonderful thing to be alive and well, and it's good to be back in the house with you here at the Foundation. And I'm looking forward to this very, very important conversation. I hope people are tuned in and call friends and tell them to tune in. I think this is going to be very educational, very, and I think there'll be a lot of, hopefully a lot of reconciliation because we are all flawed beings. And from time to time, we will all require the forgiveness of those we love and care for. And we'll be required to give it as well so that we can move on to higher points in terms of our level of relationship and our existence here on the planet.
I agree with you 100%, you know, and I think a lot of us have found ourselves in this kind of a position where, you know, I had a call yesterday, and the call said, you know, we've been taught this sort of an idea that says once Jesus forgive us, we ain't worried about nobody else. And we came to that kind of a conclusion. I went over this in my head last night, and I said, what about principle? What about being able to learn even from the Word of God and understanding the importance of being able to pursue this forgiveness and asking for forgiveness and being a forgiver in these particular instances? The last word, Father, forgive them.
Yes.
For they know not what they do. This forgiveness is reciprocity. This is reciprocal. You got to give it, you got to get it. And that's where the balance is. And so religion has taught us that we could be able to accept this, that we could be able to do this at the forefront, but not necessarily, if you ain't want it, that's your business. But I forgive you. I want nothing to do with you. Once God forgive me, I'm good. Talk to me about this and give me a base about this sort of a forgiveness as we go forward.
So this is very, very, very important. When you talk about, you just talked about our Savior on Calvary's cross and basically coming down to his last few words, he is saying, Father, forgive them for they know not what they have done. And please understand this. This is a very painful, excruciating moment in his whole crucifixion moment because at this point, there's asphyxiation going on in his lungs. In order to even speak, he has to pull up those nails in his hands and in his feet to clear his lung passage so that he could speak. He is witnessing in real time people who he probably healed and ministered to spit on him and saying stuff to suggest that he deserved this punishment when in fact he had no sin and he only endured that for us. But here's the point here. He endured what he endured for the sake of family, for the sake of community. He was the only begotten son. However, God wanted a family of children. He didn't just want one son. And Christ is even in scripture referred to as the first of many fruits. He's the first of all who will believe after his sacrifice. So, but in order to, for us to matriculate into being a part of the family, he had to take the punishment that we were supposed to get. And so this required him forgiving us, even on credit, really, because we didn't ask to be forgiven. We were doing what we felt like doing. We were doing whatever pleased the flesh in our existence as humans. But he loved us so much. This is the key scripture of the Bible, I believe, John 3:16. He loved us so much that he sacrificed his son that he would gain a family. Now, to bring it to our present day situation here in the Bahamas, we have over the last few decades allowed a new culture to form where there is a lack of tolerance for the mistakes of others or the encroachment upon our territory of other people who we once considered neighbors, who we once considered family. But we've become so divided socially that forbearance of one another is not there the way it should be. So I remember in high school in the late 80s, 1990, 91, 92, you heard of crimes like somebody was in the Coliseum and they spilt drink on somebody's shoe or clothes, and the person responded by stabbing them.
Is this in Rome? The Coliseum. I just missing it. You had
later known as the zoo. you hear people, because somebody spilled a drink on them, they got stabbed in the chest and either went to the emergency room or in some cases even died. This kind of craziness, and amidst that kind of atmosphere, the gang culture suddenly emerged, and we became guardians of turfs. And sometimes people were fighting against their own family members and didn't know that it was their family members that they were fighting. And coming out of the 90s into early 2000s, there's this awareness now of this disease that I think we are cultivating of narcissism, where people seem to only thrive if they're in an environment that simply celebrates them. And so if the environment is not celebratory, but instead corrective or critiquing for the sake of embedment, no, we can't deal with that. And so we become rage monsters, not handling well environments that speak probably us not being our best selves. So I think this conversation, for those who may think it's not necessary, is very necessary, because change won't come until we identify problems. And it's hard to identify problems until we take introspection of what we do. Because sometimes you're doing things by default or by way of habit that...
By culture.
Yes.
But the culture of these things.
Yes.
The rhythm of how you exist.
Yep.
This is what I've always done.
Always done.
Yep. This is what I see people do.
Yep.
And no one gives it a second thought.
Yep.
No one.
Yep.
They're just casual in their approach, and they expect life to always exist in this particular manner.
Yep.
And if they, it was good for Papa them, it must be good for me.
I have a saying I used to say a long time ago, and because, I mean, this show is really underpinned or on the foundation of spirituality and spiritual awareness, because we're dealing with forgiveness. This is central to the Christian faith. I'm not central to most religions. I'm even if they're not Christian. The idea that I am my brother's keeper. My brother is a flawed being. I am a flawed being. So on occasion, I will offend my brother. On occasion, my brother will offend me. That doesn't cancel the fact that we are kin to each other. It means that we're going to probably have to break our rhythm of life, sit down, and work out our differences. That is something that's anti-cultural as well. The idea of sitting down and talking through problems. The idea of...
No one does that.
No. And this is why the...
But if you really think about it, our parents never even really spoke to us. It was just it was instructions, but it wasn't communication. It wasn't communal. We didn't really break bread.
Yeah, me and you are in set, so our generation, we were spoken at,
very clearly.
Yeah, yeah.
Very clearly. Children are to be seen.
Not heard.
And not heard.
Yeah, yeah. We were not the partakers of conversational exchanges.
But we grew out of that. We understood the importance of being able to communicate with our kids.
Yeah.
Because I felt, especially for my life, I felt that the discipline, the quote-unquote discipline that I got without being able to give me explanation... Mm-hmm. As I grew, I understood that this was abuse. Because if you don't explain to me and make me to understand the course of my actions and where I went wrong, and make me to understand, hey, listen, curb these particular things, and so I wouldn't do this again. If I ever do it again, I know better.
Well, I'm sure my wife is listening to this broadcast now. I'm going to talk about something in our early child rearing. Hopefully she will remember this and not say I'm talking nonsense. But I used to say to her a lot when the children were small, because she was quicker to punish than me. And I would say to her, please do not discipline these children unless they understand what they have done wrong.
100%.
That was very big for me.
100%.
Because me even...
My children hate that. Hate me, Daddy Jesus. All this talking.
Well, that's the way I felt too. My father, who was a very strict disciplinarian, rarely... Did Daddy ever punish us without sitting us down first?
You got to know.
And I hated the sit-down part of it.
Oh, no. I never get that speech here. I never get this speech here.
No, but we got it sometimes because I
believe this is why my relationship had gone different. Because I had to go to Jesus. Jesus, why am I not being Jesus? What did I do today, Jesus? What did I do?
Daddy would explain. Well, and really, the sit down really from him was he wanted to know, what were you thinking when you did that? Didn't you know that was wrong? And the minute that conversation climaxes with the fact that we knew that what we were doing was wrong and we still did it, now it's time. All right, go and pick out your switch.
You had to pick a switch?
What?
My God, your daddy's old school. My daddy come with a switch.
No, so I mean, I hated the talking part of it, but as I grew into an adult, if I'm going to be punished for something, I want to understand what it is I did wrong. And I think, especially if you have that kind of foundation, even in adulthood, because we lash out at people, we scream at people in the workplace, we scream at family members, or we throw tantrums. And truthfully, there's no understanding in the room. And without understanding, you're bound to repeat this shortcoming.
You think that just cultural? You think that that's a part of our ethnicity, a part of our development? Because this is in almost every subsector of the 400,000 people that live in this space.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of persons find this. A lot of persons, and I could speak on my behalf, I could speak for me. I've done my best to move away from where I thought the turmoil existed. I've done my best to move away from where I've encountered these particular issues. And then running away from that, I still me. I still, these things are still in me.
The problem with your strategy, Grant, is that you can't run away from yourself.
I didn't know that.
Everywhere you go, you take you.
Everywhere I go, I'm right there. I keep trying to go away. I don't realize that it ain't an issue externally.
Yeah.
It's an internal issue. And if we don't do introspection, if we don't dive deep within ourselves, if we don't become honest with ourselves, like many people say, this come to Jesus moment, you will never find yourself getting up and over this. Yeah. You will be going around the mulberry bush of tribulation for 40 years and not be liberated. We got to talk more about this. Let me take this quick commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to join me in this kind of a conversation. We're talking about forgiveness and anger management and finding ourselves to the path of peace. Good conversation, guys. Quick break. I'll be right back after this.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus 4 chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. 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 The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the Foundation, here on this beautiful first quarter, beginning of the year, and trying to be able to do our best to start the year off right. I know you want to talk politics. I know you want to talk about these particular things, but it's important that we do introspection before we start to talk about this external entity, external issues that exist in our country. They will be there. They will continue to be there. But unless and until we deal with ourselves, we could never get to a better place for true growth and development. We got to get to clarity. We got to get to a position where we can be able to drop these things. I've always been this individual that I acknowledge my indifference. I acknowledge my tribulation. I apologize, but I've never been able to apologize to myself. I've never been able to, though I say sorry to you for whatever I thrust upon you, whatever I bring upon you, whatever I've done to be able to offend you, I say sorry to you, but I've never dealt with the issues deep within myself. About the trauma and the anger that I've endured over the course of my lifetime. And as I grow older with maturity, right, as we break away from these chains of culture that doesn't benefit any of us. Come on, let's just shoot straight. Mm-hmm. This thing ain't benefiting none of us. This ain't doing nothing for none of us.
It's not.
Nothing. It ain't putting no money in our pocket and making us alcoholics and making us sex addicts and making us all these. But I just want to be decent. I know I got the good decent pasta in the house, but I just want to be decent to you and making you an adulterer. This is what culture is doing to us. This is the concept and idea of what's being fed to us. Mm-hmm. And this ain't doing nothing for none of us.
Mm-hmm.
None of us. Until we with issues that exist within ourselves, we can't get out to a place for growth and development. Talk to me.
We have to. Introspection. Now, we must acknowledge the fact that a lot of people are afraid of introspection. How do I know this to be true? So many people run away from ever having time by themselves.
They're scared of themselves?
They're scared of themselves. They are. Because when you're by yourself and you take it and you're forced to think about your day, think about your past, the ugly stuff comes to the fore. And if you're not willing to address and confront it, then you hide it back in the back shelf and you keep on moving and pretend like it doesn't exist. And then you just go and engage with people
But it sounds like religion to me.
Yeah, very, very, very similar, actually.
Let me ask you this question. Because I'm thinking about how a lot of people go about their day. My mm-hmm. wife and I were just talking about this yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, today, something like, no, yesterday. And I said, you know, it's amazing. Me and her talking, right? We had an opportunity to be able to see some friends we hadn't seen for almost 20 years from college in Cuba,
mm-hmm.
right? And so we went over to them. They're living in Mozambique now, right? The doctors, they speak three different languages. These are people that we know. In fact,
yeah.
My guy Clayton, right? He says, Howard, he's a doctor now. He's an OBGYN. So he says, Howard, you forget you put us together, him and his wife.
Really?
Yeah. And he say, you forget I put you all together. It's a little bit, he's stretching it. He's doing a little bit much. I'm not going to fight it. But nonetheless, when we started to have this kind of a conversation and travel back into our time and travel back into these particular spaces, I said, you know something? We, in our position, in our society, we continue to be able to find ourselves in the position where we seek to, from an external standpoint, we identify issues like that.
Right.
I just want to be decent. Mm-hmm. I just want to be decent. We identify external issues and never deal with ourselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had to travel back and I said to my wife, just traveling, just sitting with her, I said, so many people say they believe in Christ. They believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
And when they don't get instant gratification, then they go to the Obeyman.
Mm-hmm.
Or they go to fraternities,
yeah.
Or they go to something else. And they still seek to hold on to the image of I'm a good, godly person, but you're doing everything else. Going right back to your point.
Yeah.
My point is this. How can you do all those things at the end of the day, take an assessment of you in your quiet time? This is what you're saying. You're saying that people are afraid of quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that that quiet time would say to them, you know that you're not moving in your conviction. You know that you're doing the wrong thing in these areas. You know that you're doing the wrong thing. Is this what people are afraid of?
There's a scripture that says, if a man would examine himself, he would be spared the judgment. think about the weight of that. I'll probably find the reference before we leave the show to give it to persons who may want to look it up. If a man would examine himself, he'd be spared the judgment. It says to me that the Creator has made us in such a way that there is this, I almost want to say default system, but there is this awareness of the difference between right and wrong.
That's the consciousness.
Yes, our consciousness. And he blew the breath of life into us, so his spirit exists in us, the human being. And so the scripture is saying, if you take the time and examine yourself, you would make the necessary corrections because you'll be able to clearly see what's wrong and what needs to be addressed. Sometimes you may need to go to other people to get the help to address it, but you will see that something is off and I need to address this. This is, like you say, conscience, conviction.
Especially this ain't what you want for your life.
Especially.
I don't want this. Why am I acting like a beast?
Why am I living beneath my nature? Why am I living beneath my privilege? I'm not addressing it, and so I'm doing all of these crazy things to cover it up. And really, what it creates is a culture of pretense, a very pretentious culture, because we're not operating from our truest selves, and we're not treating people with the kind of respect, dignity, and love that they should receive. Because what's the highest level of the commandment when it comes to love? It says, love your neighbor
as
you love yourselves. And truthfully, we got a lot of people who don't love themselves because, I feel presence. But because they won't pause long enough to address the true self. They live 90% of their day as someone else. This make-believe character that they put on when they go to work, when they go to church, when they go to the mall, that's not you. This is the made-up you. The real you is hurt, broken, and needs healing. And you don't even realize that you're dealing with people from this broken place that causes more injury to them and also to yourself. So many people, again, are living beneath their privilege and not experiencing the best life because it's not a real life. John 10, verse 10, describes the nature of both Lucifer and Jesus. It says, the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. Same verse, but I am come. You know, but cancels that what comes before. I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. However, to access the abundant life, you have to come through the person, the principles, the teaching of Christ. And that requires you coming as you are, truthfully, transparently, vulnerably. I have issues. I have unrepented sins. I am broken. I need to be fixed. And Jesus says, I'm glad you came.
You know, I want to ask you this. Mm-hmm. I often do this. And now, for me, for Howard Grant, I like quiet. I like peace.
It's good.
I like peace. I don't want to hear nobody say nothing to me. When I can't think.
In noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay? So even if I'm doing a contract, a proposal, if I'm writing something, because I do this, right? I need to be left alone. So I often do this midnight when all the kids sleeping, so forth and so on. And so my prayer time is during that time also.
Mm-hmm.
But during my prayer time, the first thing I do is introspection. The first thing I do is assessment of my day. The first thing I do about these things, because I think to myself, how can I lie to God? This is just me.
That's very good.
How can I lie?
That's very good.
About an observation that I will have to answer for mm-hmm. in due time and due season?
Mm-hmm.
Why lie now when I can fix this now and find myself in a progressive, find myself aligned mm-hmm. with what God called me to be able to mm-hmm. do? Now, we're talking about from a faith standpoint.
Right.
But from a community standpoint, I want to be able to talk with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk with you about, I know your faith, you know my faith, we know our convictions, and that's why we connect the way that we are. But we're talking to a great deal of people who may not have made that decision to step over.
Right.
May have rejected this particular decision, but right. they understand consciousness.
Right.
They understand forgiveness. They understand mm-hmm. pain. They understand mm-hmm. anger and hurt. How do we talk to these people to make them to understand that there is a course, there is a path for you
yeah.
to be able to find some yeah. sort of wholeness in yourself?
Mm-hmm. So John Maxwell did this study. He has a book, Ethics 101. It's a very small black and white book. Anybody can go and grab it. You know, Maxwell is considered a leadership expert. And Maxwell said he has occasion to study a vast amount of religions in the world. He went even into the parts of Africa where they don't have written language. They have this clicking, clacking language that they speak to each other. And he says in all of the remote deserts that he's studied, he's discovered that they all have a semblance of the golden rule. Everyone. He was in this particular jungle in Africa, and they have this saying that do not beat your donkey unless you hit yourself with the whip first to see how it feels. So this whole, I thought it was so powerful. So whether Christian or Islamic or whatever your faith is or the lack thereof, there is this cult about humanity that says that you are to treat one another the way you would want to be treated. I thought that was so powerful. For me, it just even gives me more proof of God's existence because he's causing this kind of thinking and thought process to go throughout the entire planet. So when you think that way, and which calls for transparency and being authentic, because you know what pain feels like. You know if you hit your foot on the rock that hurts. And so from that point of transparency and truth, you ought to live your life and treat one another with that same kind of love. If you do that, we have a better society.
We would.
If you do that, then you automatically become your brother's keeper. And let's take a word that happens. What's enshrined in that principle is the idea of empathy, which is missing badly in our culture. If empathetic people think about how a person feels before they act towards the person. Empathetic people walk into a situation and says, and before they carry a judgment, this is what they do. They say, I wonder what was happening or what he was thinking or what he was feeling when he did that or said that. Because, see, if I take the time to do that, then I can approach this person from
a different manner.
Exactly. Exactly.
I like this. Guys, you got to let me take this commercial break. I see that the telephone lines are lit up. I'm going to give you an opportunity to be able to talk so you can be able to talk to Ambassador Rowe and being able to get these things. But you got to let me take this quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Foundation. Are you craving that fresh famous food but don't want to break the bank? Wendy's has got you covered. You can now enjoy the $5 Dave's deal at all participating Wendy's locations. Enjoy a Dave's single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich made with fresh ingredients for just $5. So don't compromise on flavor just because you're on a budget. Wendy's always offers fresh famous food at a great price. Certain conditions apply.
Pinder Skying, a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series for big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky Series at Pinder Tile.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. Foundation.
And we're back for these past few seconds before we go to commercial break to get the news. Let me see if I can take a telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead, quickly. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey, what's happening?
Man, what you talking this morning is something solid.
I like it.
Forgiveness. Forgiveness make you feel free. Forgiveness give you joy when you can forgive a person. See, that's the reason why the Bible told us, you know, speak the things that you know. When you say wrong things about somebody and you don't know if that's the truth, but you scandalize that person's name and cause problem, Now, you should be mind enough to go back to that person and say, please forgive me. I have did this to you. I have done wrong. That is the reason why when you have a godly forgiveness inside of you, it hurts that you don't go to that person. Even though sometimes your wife may just say something to you wrong, but you want to get back even with her.
Mm.
And you may say something back to her and stuff like that. But if you will just forgive her and move on, the likeness you will feel, the joy you will feel inside of you. You know why? Because why? There's something that is in you that is speaking through you to forgive. See, that's why Jesus said, if you do not forgive, you could pray, you could preach, but that cloudness is still over you. And that is the reason why a lot of people are walking around with the bitterness and angry, because why? They hate to find their brother or sister and ask them for forgiveness.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Go right ahead.
No, I thought it was very good. I'm so glad that he's identifying with this, the weight of this conversation. As he was talking this now, I was thinking about how even in our familiar spaces, our family spaces, how we are robbing one another of the experience of our best selves, because everybody in the house is living in offense. I'm offended, because when people are offended, they either fight or they withhold. Fight, withhold, or run away. And you could be in the same space with somebody and be as far away as the East is from the West, because you bury your true self. And the true self is that self that needs to be mended, can't be healed, because you won't acknowledge that you're hurt. So it has a tremendous impact even on the intimacy of relationships in the home. Boy, listen, as I'm thinking about this, we would probably be amazed to see how much beneath our potential we are experiencing as couples, as parents and children, because we're not dealing with our real selves. And so we're not experiencing the potential that we could release. Because if we're healed and we're whole, I'm sharing my feelings with you. I'm sharing my dreams and aspirations with you. I'm counseling you on what you could do better to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish. But you see, but if we have that breakdown where offenses reign and dominate, and there is no confession, and so there is no forgiveness, there is no understanding, we're withholding from each other and not really developing true bond of relationship.
I like what you're saying. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to talk more about this. I see the lines are lit up. The numbers are 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-4796. We're talking about forgiveness. And, the caller indicated that it's an amazing thing when you could be man enough. And that's crazy. That's crazy that you could be able to put those things together like that. And have we ever really deduced what this means to be man enough? Because our carnal flesh will tell us to walk away from this.
Mm-hmm.
And have we only been man enough to do the superficial, the surface stuff? And have we really tapped into our true being to do with, to step on this path that is, the path that's less chosen? Have we done that? Have we been able to say, hey, listen, I know that my flesh telling me don't do this, but I know this is the right thing to do. I think we got to have this kind of a conversation. I'm sitting here with none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe. Have a good conversation, guys. I'm going to take this quick commercial break, get to news, and be right back after this.
Foundation. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
the foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, the machine live and in full effect on this beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Just having a conversation about forgiveness, just having a conversation about where we are and our commitment to be able to ensure that we have, you know, we go through this course of introspection, look deep within ourselves, find out the infractions that exist in that particular space. Let me break these words down for you because I want you to hear me, man. I want you to hear me. I don't want to hit you with this kind of a highfalutin thing. I want to talk to you, man. We're talking today about being able to find the brokenness in our hearts, in our spirit, and try to be able to deal with ourselves to get to the purpose that we were called to in this life. My God, we've been going through it long enough. I'm tired. I'm exhausted. And I'm more fearful. You know, I told you about this anxiety and other things that I for the first time I've ever experienced. I'm more fearful of not being able to accomplish what I envision for my life because of what's happening around me. And I don't think that we've ever dealt with these particular issues. We haven't spoken about these things. I want to talk. I'm here with sitting with none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe, being able to talk to us about these things. Guys, the lines are wide open. If you want to be able to talk with us today, I would be truly grateful for your contribution. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah. So we're really dealing with how to be healed within for the purpose of dealing better with our brothers and sisters, and even the stranger, I might add. And as a people, I said something during the break that there are a lot of people who have been wounded in their childhood. I used to say, particularly for a lot of females in our country, because this is something I was trying to champion as a crusade for about 15 or more years, saying that we have a lot of angry, it's not just women, because there's a lot of angry men too. And through years of counseling, I'm discovering more and more and more and more that we have a lot of people who were abused in their childhood. And whereas you cannot go back in the past and change anything that has happened, what would be nice and healing for these people would be to hear an apology. To hear...
You didn't get heard, though.
To hear, I'm sorry. Because it isn't the easiest thing to see persons who abuse you walking around like nothing ever happened, and they're smiling and laughing at all the people around you and pretending like what happened didn't happen. But now here's where I have to take the forgiveness route to another level. People, in order to live your truest potential out, your God-giving call and assignment, in many cases, like Jesus on the cross, you're going to have to forgive some people who are not even asking for forgiveness and could care less or couldn't care more, couldn't care less about asking for your forgiveness. And so because we understand the principle that unforgiveness, this is very important. If you've never heard this before, write it down. Unforgiveness is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. what you are truly doing is killing yourself. And this is the true power of forgiveness. You'd be amazed if you do a study on the connection between unforgiveness, bitterness, and grave illnesses. Many people...
Terminal diseases.
People would run more quickly to embracing the idea of forgiveness and moving forward. Because
some people, I heard stories that some people would still, on their dying bed.
Many.
On that dying bed.
Many.
And so you got to forgive your sister. You got to forgive your brother.
Yeah.
You got to forgive your daddy. I'll never forgive.
Yep. And it's dangerous because I believe unforgiveness is one of those things that causes cancer. The Bible talks about the drying of the bones.
I can say this to you.
And it also talks about laughter being the medicine. They are polar opposites. Unforgiveness, laughter, happy being merry. When you this is scientifically proven, when you laugh, when you say positive things to people, when you hear the words, I love you, the body is built to release endorphins that help the body to heal itself and to feel good about itself. When people say negative things to you, when people hurt you, when people harm you, when you yourself refuse to forgive or you embrace a bitter posture, you cause your body to release toxins. And if this keeps on happening, then you make yourself sick.
They won't believe this, you know.
Well, they go study it themselves. We live in the Google era.
I'm trying to tell you something. I had been hurt and slighted so bad, maybe about, I don't know, kid, two ago, that I found myself in this position where it's just like the lady said in our church that when her son died, she stopped praying. I found myself distant from God. The relationship that I knew that I had with him was distant.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself just mulling in my mind over the issue. And just every scenario, at every inflection, I've been able to go over this issue. And I say, well, why would this particular person do that to me?
Mm-hmm.
Why would they do that to me? And I didn't do anything. Listen, unprovoked. I didn't do anything. And I got this going on for 5 months. After the fifth month, something say, no, I was laying down. This happened for true in real life. And I felt something crawling in me. Can I say this? I just want to talk. Mm-hmm. I just want to be honest with you. I told you that I've always been spiritually sensitive to things.
Yes.
And I tell you that I like quiet spaces. So whenever anything moves, I know what it is. And I figured this what it was.
Right.
So I was in my bed, quiet, late in the night, mulling over the issue again.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, for me to Jesus. I was going over this thing in my head. I say, they're wrong for this. How I could ever forgive these people, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Something moved in me. Instantly, my mind say, that's cancer.
Ooh.
My mind tell me this. You better deal with this now. My mind, whilst I was laying down, my mind say, that's cancer. You feel that? You don't want to forgive? You better deal with this now. I get up right then in my bed. And I say, Father, this ain't for me. This ain't never been for me. I ain't never been this human being. You ain't make me like this. Why I holding on to this? Forgive me. Forgive them, Jesus. Let's go. The thing lift right off me. I just want to be decent with you as I say this to you.
Ooh.
I'm telling you the truth. Now,
I like it.
Since then, the tribulation that I go through, I have to come to grips with myself.
Right.
That this ain't even my bread.
Right.
This time that we have, this 6,000 and some years of existence in this life, and the fact that we are allotted based upon good behavior, 70 years, this ain't even really mine.
Yeah.
I just have to execute to get to the purpose that he's called me to and fulfill that thing.
So
whatever is a burden for me, I got to let that thing go.
Since you in...
I just get preachy, you know.
No, I was just about to say, since you
plate around.
In your customary Howard, let's go to church spirit. I just throw this here from the book I subscribe to. I do subscribe to scripture. Jeremiah 1 says that before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you and I predestined you. The word knew, if you do a search on it.
Intimacy.
it refers to intimacy. I knew you intimately before I sent you to the
planet. Adam, intimate knowing.
Intimate exchange. All right? So the same one, the same creator being who in Jeremiah 1 says, I knew you intimately before I formed you in your mother's womb, says through scripture in 4 and 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. The creator who formed you is now instructing you on how to think. This is very important because our transfer, what God has called us to be, happens through the renewing of our mind. But you don't just allow anything to come and take residence in your mind, which is what we do when we think about hating our brother and sister, thinking about the offense they caused towards us, thinking about how you're going to get them back. That's your mind not thinking on good things or pure things or things that are lovely. And so when you don't apply the instructions of the manual for your life, you're in self-destruct mode. And the body, scientifically proven, begins to release toxins. It's like you're telling yourself, you know, it's time to leave.
That's heavy what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is heavy what you're saying.
We weren't created. I mean, how somebody who's listening to us right now, we weren't created to be mad every day and
how?
Bitter and angry. We weren't created to be living pretentious lives where I feel like I'm locked up in a cage. I can't even be myself because I can't express myself. So, you know what? And he didn't necessarily come from such a scriptural perspective, but the late, great Dr. Edward Donaldson, for years, I remember as a young man listening on all the various talk shows, he would always talk about the socialization of the Bahamians in this modern Bahamas. We need to look at that and change how we've been socializing our young people coming up, because we're coming up without empathy. We're coming up without any concern for our brothers and sisters. We're coming up without even any true sense of nationalism and true love for country. And this stuff doesn't change by happenstance. You have to call it out, which we were doing. Scripture says when light comes, darkness can no longer abide. And it also says that if you want evil to continue to flourish, you who are righteous, you who know truth, you continue to be silent. If you stay silent, it will flourish right in front of your face, and it will become impossible to do the things that you're called to do.
Let's have it. 325-4316, 325-4259. Anyway, for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Howard.
Hi.
Hey, buddy. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my brother. What's happening?
Everything's beautiful. I just would like to say thank you so much for this topic or the session that you're running. I just had to call. Thank you for your transparency.
Thank you, man.
For your truth and being authentic. With this, I would say it's not the man talk. Ambassador Devin Roll, I think, is the guest.
Yes.
Happy New Year to you, sir.
Same to you, sir.
And I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can you love without forgiveness?
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, this is a heavy topic even within relationships, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I realize your spouse, your significant other, your partner could say something or do something, and you just waiting to get back at them.
Wow. Yes.
Yeah. But you can have another question.
Okay, so we are as human beings, we are naturally wired to defend ourselves. So not taking opportunity to defend or to counteract a blow that's given to us is not natural. So you have to really train yourself to be humble and patient enough to have offense come at you, especially from your spouses or intimate partners, because when somebody becomes an intimate partner in your life, you have just given them permission to hurt you greatly.
Mm.
Mm.
A stranger can never hurt you as much as somebody in your intimate space. Like if I'm walking out the station now and everybody from the time I leave the studio calls me a sissy, a this, whatever, I will walk straight to my car and be unmoved. But let somebody who I share an intimate space with say those negative things to me, I'm crushed within. I'm like, why would she do this? Why would he?
Why
do
would
this?
My wife call me a sissy?
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
All right. So, but true love is I commit to being with you in spite of your flaws, in spite of the fact that on occasion I may have to give you permission to not treat me properly. But I'm going to forgive you because I'm not going to make a permanent decision based on a temporary feeling. This is just a moment. And if one of us is mature and patient enough, we can come out of this moment with healing and with better understanding. Because, you know, when you, if you love, your love actually grows stronger. A lot of people give up in that process, but the scripture again says trials come, but for to make us stronger. But you will never appreciate the stronger version of that person or yourself if you do not practice forgiveness. So I think it's very difficult to love, to see love and a lack of forgiveness at the same time. I think they have to work together.
Okay, and I have, thank you, sir. One more question, and I'll be short. Could it be a level of personal immaturity, true meaning of the word, or naivety in that we say, as Howard just said, you know, why would you do this or say to me? What have I done to you to deserve this ill treatment, whereas I now have to look within myself to forgive you?
Mm-hmm.
Could you speak to that quickly, please?
Well, I think our life's upbringing, because of things we would have endured when we were growing up, they have built-in triggers on the inside of us. And sometimes it can even shock us because we could be in a situation where somebody says something to us or does something to us that's so like what we experienced years before. We thought we buried it. We thought we dealt with it. But when they did it in this moment, it triggered. And then a you that you forgot even existed comes out. I think, but in that moment, when you assess that situation and say, oh, wow, I'm still hurting in that place. I thought I was over that. You have to come to yourself quickly and even apologize to the person who offended you because you didn't intend to respond the way you responded. Because honestly, if you are in a healthy place, if you're in a healthy whole place, there are certain things that can happen to you that though it's wrong, because you are in a good place, you can have the grace enough to get through that moment without becoming ugly. I call it being in a storm without allowing the
Thank you so much. I'll continue to listen.
I appreciate your call, man.
Bless you, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you so very kindly, guys. The lines are wide open. I'd like you to be able to join me in conversation. You know, a lot of these things, I don't think a lot of us are really thinking about this. I like what he said. Can you love and not forgive? I think a lot of persons like to make this kind of this quote and cling to this idea that I could forgive, but I can never forget. And I think that this kind of a never forget posture, whether or not they articulate it, whether or not they say this never forget is that I'm always watching out for this infraction again. I'm always looking for you to stumble again. And as soon as you stumble, I will be here to remind you.
Oh, yeah. That means I'm putting my retaliation in reserve mode. I'm just waiting for you to cross the line and then you're going to get it. So that's not a true picture of love and forgiveness.
Yeah. Let's take a next telephone call before we go to a break. Caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grani. Good afternoon to your guest.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. When you were saying earlier that, first of all, how you were saying that to training and self-discipline and all these different things
yes,
that one
sir.
Has to go through in order to develop these skills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to explain to Mr. Grani the other day, how we as a society are born with the opposite, you know, kind of way. So not only do we have to train ourselves to learn these skills, but we have to unlearn certain things before we can even learn these things.
Well, that's good.
Right?
Yep.
But what I want to say, too, is that when you were saying that what would help the people with forgiveness is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I think what would help people is justice. Because there are a lot of individuals who are unable to forgive because some people just, you know what I mean, like you said before, but it takes a skill, so if you feel as if you've been wrong, like how Howard would say, you sit back and wonder why people do this to me, etc.
Why you do this to me? What I do to you?
Yeah, I mean, but Howard, I mean, I had that too, Howard. You know what I mean?
I think so much of us had this.
I got to the point, Howard, where people were lying on me for nothing, right? I mean, it's amazing how people. So I said to myself, Mom, people have been lying on me all my life. I believe when I was born in the hospital, right? The nurse inside the room passed a silent pump. You know what I mean? And the people in there smell it. So they say, who do that? And then they say, the baby do that. You know, that's how far I say people been lying to me from the day I born. You understand where I'm from, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I overcome that now. But what it teaches you, what that teaches you is it teaches you that when you hear things about people, you know how to act and respond because you know people been hearing things about you that ain't no true.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's heavy what you're saying.
But what I want to say, well, like I said, we live in a society where we don't have that justice. You know, that kind of way. So, you know, a lot of things that people feel as if people do to them that they need to get justice. And where there's no justice, there's no peace.
Yep.
You know, that kind of way. So if we talking about this thing about forgiveness, et cetera, I mean, I appreciate all this stuff because these are things that we need to do, right? But if we're not teaching these things, like how the minister just said just now, these are skills that require a great deal of work to access. You know what I mean? So a conversation, although a conversation is a good start, it is nothing, you can't do nothing to really change us. You know that kind of way? And see, and like I told Howard, I'm going to end right now, like I told Howard too, and as if the religion that we have also has a great deal to play in it. In terms of how a lot of people believe that they could just do anything to individuals. Like they could slap me, and he could go home and say, oh, God, forgive me for slapping him. And I would get up in the morning and say, oh, okay, forgive him.
This is what I'm telling you.
You can't do that because I still
once God forgive me, you could go to hell.
I still feel in bad. Yeah, I still feel in bad. You know what I mean? You slap me, I still feel in bad. You got to come to me.
Yeah.
Before you know, and that's what we need to teach. See.
Well, some people misrepresent scripture so badly. One of the scriptures, my go-to scriptures when people talk about this whole just forgive and move on is where the lady was caught in the act of adultery. And much injustice is in it because, one, they only bring the woman. They never brought the man.
That's it. That's the truth.
That's problem number one.
I don't know what the time. I don't know what the law was at the time. Maybe the law was more serious for the woman than the man. You never know.
I hear you. But I want to get to the end of it. At the end of it, when Jesus wisely says, "Well, whichever one of y'all have no sin, y'all throw the first stone."
Yeah, cast the first stone. Everybody going.
And they cancel themselves out, right? But
yeah,
people need
the
what Jesus says to that woman is critical. But people don't focus on it. He says, okay, I don't condemn you, but then he says, here's the justice. Don't sin no more unless a greater evil comes upon you. Now, watch this. He's greater evil. What could have been greater than these men
about to
stoning her to death?
To death. Mm.
Jesus was saying, don't make a lifestyle out of this wrong thing that you're doing because there's something worse than death. You could end up spending eternity in hell. So it wasn't no get out of jail in that moment. He extended grace to her, but he gave a correction as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, but for me personally, my favorite story in the Bible is the story of Solomon and the two ladies, the woman who had the baby who died.
Right.
You know what I mean? That story, I heard that story, and that story struck me from the child, and that story made me say, but as a child, I want to be like Solomon. You know what I mean? For some reason, that story was the greatest story I ever heard in my life.
It was great wisdom.
The story with the baby.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. Guys, the lines are wide open. I'd love you to join me in this kind of a conversation. We're talking good and talking about where we are and talking about growth and development from that particular perspective. I like it. I like the fact that you're opening up and having these conversations. You may feel like it's insurmountable. You may feel like we're not going to be able, this is only a dent in the armor. It's not enough. But I believe that acknowledgement at the forefront and identifying these individual introspection, individual. And once we could get into ourselves as one person, then we could have a macro effect, which is a community effect, where we could truly see change. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you. on Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m. The Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 20 giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Meyer Rassen Foundation, 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here talking about forgiveness, anger management, and the path to peace. Being able to do that, having great conversation, invited some great people coming in. Got one or two confirmations. I'd like to be able to talk with them, so I'd like to see exactly what's what. But I'm here with my very good friend, Ambassador Devin Rowe, being able to talk to us. And even on the breaks, giving me introspection, giving me insight, giving me some understanding about some things. And I like this, man. I really like these kind of conversations because it really strengthens us as men. It strengthens me as an individual for me to be able to understand that, hey, listen, I don't have to go this alone. I don't have to do this alone. I think a lot of us are caught up in this sort of an idea that we don't have no help, that I don't know nobody to talk to, that I don't have no space to be able to do this, that therapy may be expensive, that I ain't talking to my business to nobody. I think a lot of us are caught up in our own heads until the rubber meets the road, until that that blackhead comes to the point and that pimple bursts. Until we get to this kind of a point, a lot of us don't seek reform. We don't seek assistance. We don't seek those environments that can be able to assist us. I just want to talk like this with you. I just want to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing I say to you that I haven't traveled through and continue to be able to travel through. There's nothing I'm saying to you. There is no superiority in me. There's no strength in me other than this sort of a faith and conviction that I know I was called to do better. Lord, help me. That's all this is. That's mm-hmm. all this is. And because I have this platform, because I have this opportunity, and I'm inclined, I get inclination, I am nudged to have this conversation. I love to talk politics. I could do that sleeping. But I am propelled, almost provoked, to have this kind of a conversation. But it continues to happen to me. It's like a cycle. It don't stop. Mm-hmm. It don't stop. You try to hide it. You try to run from it. It keep looking for you. It coming to get you. It don't stop until you deal with you. You got to deal with you.
Have to.
And sometimes dealing with you ain't just you. You need help to deal with you. Mm-hmm. You may think you're strong. You may think you could do it yourself. You may think you got your PhDs and your masters and your degrees and this and that. And you're making all these money. But you cannot do this yourself. If you could, you wouldn't have this issue. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't have this issue. But you do. So let's talk. There are professionals in our society that can be able to assist us in this particular capacity. Whether that's in the church, whether that's in the clinic, mm-hmm. wherever you go, there are professionals that can help us with these particular things. Let's seek this particular person's out. And today, a professional in the studio with me is none other than Ambassador Devin Rowe.
Yeah. While you were talking this now, let me first say, I want to applaud you for taking a moment of vulnerability and probably even their crisis and saying, you know what, I experienced this, I've gone through this, let me bring this to the public, to the nation, and see how this can help probably persons who are going through the same thing. So I want to celebrate you for that. Not a whole lot of people are not willing to be open, transparent, especially in areas where that don't show them to be a shining superstar. We all are human. We all
you can
go
show
through.
Your humanity. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
You show your fragile nature and your humanity. I hurt too.
I still feel. But a lot of people have better relationships, especially from a masculine standpoint. If we say to our partners and those around us that I have feelings too, I'm not Superman here. I try, but I'm not. I said at KDC, my church, coming into the new year, the theme, it just hit me just now while you were talking, that I got for this year of SIFT. And SIFT is an acronym for separation, intercession, focus, and trust. But I went to the literal definition of the word SIFT, which means to SIFT is to examine thoroughly so as to isolate that which is most important. Disregard that which is not important, and you isolate and focus on that which is important. And the essence of it is really sometimes you got to pull away for this sifting to happen so that you can present your best self. And I talked about the fact that sifting is a painful, especially the separation part of it, but it's a rewarding process. What's the reason? And I thought of the callers were calling in and talking about some of the painful things you had to go through early in life. But it's in crisis that heroes are revealed. It's in pain that people of power are produced. Greatness is not thrusted upon the crowd. The crowd is usually a place, I said, of complacency and compromise. So, but those people that God has called and predestined to do great things usually have to go through a lot of separation and sacrifice to produce a greatness that will impact and make life better for the many. So sometimes when you're crying out because I'm going through this and it feels horrible and you want to give up, you're not realizing that God has just chosen now to favor you even the more.
Let me, somebody texted me and said, Howard, I am sick and tired of holding. don't fight me. I'm kind of wrapped up in what he's saying, and I'm really enjoying this kind of thing. This is therapy for me. And I think that we got to be able to take advantage of that. So let me go to the caller. Caller, go ahead. You're on the line.
How are you doing?
Don't cuss me, man. Everything good.
I'm sick and tired. I say I'm tired of holding.
Okay. Go ahead. I appreciate you.
I'm on my cell phone. Good afternoon to your guest.
Good afternoon.
I just want to add to the conversation. I love this conversation today.
Wow.
I love the conversation of forgiveness and especially of love. So I just want to say sometimes how it takes love to be able to forgive. It takes how much we love ourselves and especially how much love we have towards one another. For love and forgiveness, I think those two tie together. Okay?
I like it.
God has given me a heart of love and I love people. So persons would told me the worst. I hear the gentleman say, person has been lying on it. I think I've been.
She didn't lie on him for nothing.
I telling you, our people is do you bad. You know what I mean? And because of the heart that God gives me in particular, because I don't think everybody has it, I could just go to that person, you know, and express to them, look, man, you did me wrong. You hurt me. You know what I mean? And even though you're telling them sometimes what you do to them, they still don't accept the fact that you
they deny it in your face.
Yeah. I forgive you. I love you. You know, and you just move on. Mm-hmm. But why I say that, right? Because you'll find person who will even say they professing Christianity, they're Christian. And sometimes, they're the worst people ever. You know what I mean? They're the worst. The ones who confess and they're Christian. So, I mean, you know, I'm not trying to...
No, go ahead, ma'am. I'm
...do
listening.
Anything. I'm only talking in, yeah. by experience,
yes,
right?
Yes, indeed.
In order for us to get over hurt and forgiveness, we got to first ask God for love. Because I tell person, this world began with God so loved the world. You know, God loved us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we see what he went through to prove he loves us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He don't know us, Howard, that Howard, bright, black, big, small, him and Jamaican. He only identify me, you, and Howard by our heart, right?
That's it.
And if he could see us from our heart and, you know, how we express what we feel and how we feel, and that's how it is. He ain't about, you know, who Christian you is, who minister, who prophet or nothing. It's about how much love you have in your heart for each other.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't expect if I don't love you or I don't have love or I don't have people. So one day, sir, so you could come on and talk a little bit about love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
I like that. Maybe I get him. Let's see if we can set something up next week. Yeah. I appreciate you telling me. Why? I didn't tell you come sit with me all the time. You know? I didn't tell you I need you to be sitting here with me regular. And now she's telling you come back and talk with love. Okay, praise God. I'm not going to say it. I say it. Go ahead.
No, I love what she says. And I wanted to stay on because I wanted to talk about this. There's also a notion in our culture where people just hide behind saying they're Christians. And so
which is a lie.
Yeah. They're not, many people are,
me?
They have the name, but they don't embrace the lifestyle.
You know them by their fruits.
Yeah. That, and I was,
and when people tell you you ain't Christian, is be offended, you know. You're no Christian. You can't believe in Jesus.
Yeah.
Me? You don't know nothing but me, and then Gussie.
In a second,
you confuse me, right? No, I mean, we're gonna have to have this kind of a clear conversation about where we are. Listen, man, there's brokenness in our society, and I believe that before we take another step, before we take another move towards this idea of what we desire the country to be, we have to sit still, pause,
right,
and just look within ourselves.
Yeah.
Because it ain't make no sense that you bring a contaminant into our glory space, into our new land, into our new season.
Mm-hmm.
Leave that thing there.
Yeah.
Your indifference, your hatred, your all this wickedness,
right.
Leave them things. Forgiveness, because some people wrong you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Can I say this? It's okay. Some people wrong you in this society.
Mm-hmm.
I know them. We comrades. Some people wrong me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
God knows. I don't get people busy and leave and bother with nobody, you know. I ain't bothering with you. I ain't asking you for nothing. I've always been big. I don't like to beg. Because then people discuss you when you beg. So I never beg. I don't ask nobody. If I don't have it, I do without it.
Yep.
So I keep distance. And even though you keep distance from people, people may think you're antisocial. Even though you keep distance from people, people will still lie on you. They would still find a way to be able to drag you through the muck and mire socially and otherwise. So now you have to defend your name. You ain't never do nothing to these people except try to be the most authentic you can possibly be.
Because and then I think if we pause sometimes and ask, again, this is where the strength of empathy is. If you pause and ask ourselves the question, what would make a person do that evil thing?
The devil. They truth. Grow in darkness.
Truth.
They was born in an eggshell. I don't know. I mean, things like this. No, I don't know.
I think the short answer of it is that they're broken. That's what it is. They need to be made whole. And you see, with the mature amongst us need to learn how, and you won't always get it right, but how to stay up and not allow yourself to come down to the low level of persons who are operating from a broken position. Because if you keep coming down, guess what that means? You're broken too.
Mm.
But if I stay high ground, it means you have to come up. And I'm not ignoring you. I'm not condemning you. I don't think I'm better than you. But I'm saying I won't deal with you on that level. Because that level is going to get one of us hurt.
It's heavy what you say.
So let's come up. So this conversation today really is about growth. I don't want anybody to think about that this conversation is to throw away justice, because trust me, justice is kind of ingrained in this world.
Yeah, but the appetite
system.
For justice is greater than the ability to change.
That's why I want to make this disclaimer here to let people know that we're not
socially. We've seen vigilante justice. Socially, we've seen
is ruling
this kind
and reigning,
of a rogue
sadly.
Approach. A lot of persons have taken into their own hand what they feel is the injustice.
Right.
And sometimes we don't even see that. Sometimes, from a cultural standpoint, from a historic standpoint, persons will go into the dark arts to try to be able to find themselves in the position where
to get you back,
to get my vengeance,
even. To get even. That's what I'm saying.
No matter of vengeance is mine, is the Lord. Well, God, we can share this today.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna need some of this today.
What forgiveness is about is not allowing the infraction of others to stunt your future growth. Not allowing the infraction of others to stunt your future growth. So this is about me developing. This is about me going forward. This is about me not allowing your ignorance or your cruelty to stop me from completing my purpose here on earth.
I like it, man. I think we're having a very good conversation, guys. Join me on the other side. Quick bite to this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed a show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere, on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying junk in the One Bay, Alive keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Fresh News, smart talk all day.
Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation. The Foundation.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Last couple of minutes before we get out of here. The lines are wide open. If you want to be able to join me in conversation, I'd love you to do so. We're talking forgiveness. We're talking anger management. We're talking that path to peace and finding ourselves in a productive space 2025 and beyond. We're talking about that box, that chest, that war chest for some of us that we try to be able to ignore that. But that thing has grown tentacles. It has grown vines into our spirit and really pull us down. Now we got to deal with it. Now we got to be able to do some weeding in our spirit. Now we got to be able to identify this thing. I telling you my individual experience, man. I'm not out there saying that as a result of some of the issues, that terminal issues that persons have, this is what they get. That's not what I'm saying. I am telling you. I'm just trying to be honest with you. You could dismiss it and reject it if you want. That's fine. But I am saying to you that the tribulation I've gone through that led me to a space in the wilderness for months, all of a sudden in my quiet time when I would be talking to God, I'm mulling over an issue, trying to figure out, well, why these people do this to me? And something happened to me. Now, I had a choice to make. Either I'd let this thing kill me or I lose this thing entirely.
My God.
You guys got to lose it. Mm-hmm. Grammy say, if you love it, let it kill you. That's what they say. That's what old people say. If you love it, let it kill you. How can we love this kind of a dark space so long that that we find ourselves going down a tunnel with no return. We got to loose it and love life and the potential and possibility that exists in this space. More! Mm-mm-mm. More! That we want to hold on to this anger and disappointment of how people treated you. Yeah, man, you got an insignia waiting on you. You got a ring waiting on you. You got a robe waiting on you. Step over that threshold from this angered space mm-hmm. into a space of forgiveness in your heart, in your body, in your mind, and in every one of your steps. Open, guys. Let me take this telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon. Happy New Year to you.
Good afternoon. You know, I should have anticipated this call, you know. How you doing?
I'm very well.
Happy New Year. I pray that you're well and your family, everybody's
happy
well.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Yes, happy New Year. Happy New Year.
I could not resist. You know,
I know you could resist. I should have anticipated it. Go ahead.
I just had to call you.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think you're almost speaking on my behalf. And, you know, in terms of all that you were saying and what is happening, and especially in my own life, you know what I use now as my guide? I use the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can. And wisdom
to know the difference.
Yes, Amen. Ma'am.
Howard Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not easy living in this world.
No.
And I tell you, if you're not careful, you'll fall for every time. But I want to commend you and congratulate you for your posture, your bravery in bringing this out and causing a whole lot of us to reflect. And I'm wishing you and your family all the best for this year.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations on your best effort.
Thank you. Thank you so kindly. I do appreciate it. I think that's all we're here for.
Powerful.
What am I doing with my time? Just here to entertain you? All I'm here to just shuck and jive? I might as well go blackface if that's the case. And then, I'm not going to do that. Yeah. We got to talk real about some issues that we're dealing with because our time, many of us, our time is, it draweth nigh. And we have to make a positive impact with the time that we have in this country. Mm-hmm. Our forefathers have done their part with the tangible. They build the buildings, they bring Patelco, they bring BPL, they bring this, they bring that, they pull up the schools, they do all these things. Now we have a society that is broken in our spirits.
Yeah.
How are we going to deal with that?
Yeah.
Let's deal with the intangibles. Yeah.
We live in paradise, yet we are in the highest percentage per capita of murder in the world. Why is that happening when we drive within minutes from the most beautiful beaches on every single island that we're on? How is that not breathing a sense of family, of love, of brotherhood, of forgiveness? Something's wrong. And I think we need more people like you've done, Howard, to be bold enough to call it out and say, let's look at God for the wisdom of how to address this, because we can't be living in paradise as though we are in a prison cell. And I think because we have so many brokenness in our hearts that we are unprepared or unwilling or don't know how to address. And I think today is just a little medicine to help to kind of...
You got
to
join me more on this conversation,
to break up the congestion so that people can breathe properly.
You got to join me more on this.
I enjoyed this today. This is really good. I want to talk about...
you didn't know people was going to be able to participate.
I did not know that they would want it to. This is beautiful. A beautiful experience.
Many people out here listen to us right now, and they're reflecting on the tribulation that has been visited upon them throughout their lives, that they haven't dealt with, that they've never heard a story for, that they don't know how to deal with, that they've had these things churning in their spirit because they can't release it because of a loved one. Only people who you love can hurt you like this.
Mm-hmm.
Only people who you love can hurt you like this.
Yeah.
I don't have no expectation from some people.
Right.
None. I have no expectation.
Right.
I have absolutely no expectation from people who I don't know. I don't know you.
Yeah.
I can't say I expected better of you.
Yeah.
I thought higher of you. I don't know you. In fact, I expect the worst. Not in the bad way.
Yeah.
But the people who I know, who are in my close proximity, who are within my arm's reach, those particular persons who've decided to deviate from what we know to be our course, our relationship, how we commune.
Right.
This is where the issue is.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt you deep.
Mm-hmm.
And you still got to let that go. We got to deal with that. We got to forgive some people. And we got to get, my God, your shifting clouds may go. This will be decent.
Mm-hmm.
The issues that you're dealing with. Maybe your alopecia. I just want to be decent. I won't even want to talk with you. I won't talk with you.
Because
science has recently said to us that they've understood that the intangibles, the emotional aspects that transform into issues in your body, this is scientifically proven.
Mm-hmm.
Scientifically. Mm-hmm. That if you have not rectified these particular things, that it normally turns out to this.
You know a big word that's attached to love? Because even as you're talking there, the word that came to mind was forbearance.
Mm.
That's a very big scriptural term too. But I think we need to create some space for that in this conversation, because when you love and you truly love, you forbear. Because you just talked about the fact that people, you know, it is said that the only thing constant in life is change. So people are going through stuff that they've never gone through before, and it's causing reactions to come out that may have never come out before. But do we have the maturity, especially relationally, to forbear a person in a moment that is strange, not normal, out of their normalcy in terms of how they would react, and forbear so that you do not terminate a relationship prematurely that's simply just going through a moment?
I like this.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this kind of a conversation. It says, somebody text me just now. Let me see if I can read this. Please state where we can listen to Mr. Rowe, Ambassador Rowe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they want to know where they could come and sit down with you and talk. Let them know where your church is. Come on, Ari.
It's called Kingdom Discipleship Center. We call it KDC for short. Honda Plaza, Rosetta Street. I'm on Facebook at Ambassador Devin Roll, or my name, Devin A. Roll. Our church's page is KDC Nation on Facebook. And I do a lot of talking, so just look it up. And
you do a lot of talking.
or you could just call me and we can see if we can talk. I love to help people, because when in helping others, I find myself so often helping my own self in the process, because we all go through familiar things in life.
It's therapeutic. Whenever I find myself, and a lot of people don't understand how I do this, and even if I tell you, you wouldn't believe me.
Right.
I often say this to you. This kind of a space, I see some people come into this space and script everything that they put down. They have a script.
Yes.
As talk show hosts.
Right.
They have a script. I watch people.
Our conversation, they have
a script.
You've never had a script.
I have never had a script ever. I could construct scripts.
Right.
Because I could give you, I could give you a script.
Yep.
I don't have no problem doing that, but I've never had a script. I have to do to get to the objective.
Yeah, you flow.
And in doing that, you find yourself aligned with the purpose that God has called you
to. Indeed. You allow yourself to be led.
Yeah, Father, let your will be done, not mine. I tell you, every time I come here, Father, stand in my body, think with my mind, speak with my tongue. Let your divine will be done. Let your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen. Every time.
Preach, Prophet Grant.
I just get preachy. I got to calm down. Listen, Ambassador Devin Roll, I want to thank you so very kindly for joining us. You're going to join me more and more in this conversation. We're going to do this for about 3 weeks. Just before the last week of the month, I think we're going to pull back from this. I got some other persons to come with me. Mm-hmm. We want to have a panel discussion. We'll put some stuff on the table and talk about those. And I'd love you to be able to join me on those things. All right?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm grateful to you. Thankful that you're participating in the conversation with us today. Thank you so very kindly for that. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation with Howard Grant tomorrow. Godspeed. See you tomorrow, guys. Have a good day. Foundation.